Pippa Hudson on Cake Talk. Call Pippa on 021 446 0567.
Now, you may remember towards the end of last year, I had the pleasure of chatting to two of the country's biggest adrenaline junkies and adventure junkies. Many make a habit out of pushing the very boundaries of human achievement and endurance. I had in studio with me Bram Malharba and Peter van Ketz, who were, amongst others, responsible for epic adventures like running the Great Wall of China and trekking across the Antarctic all the way to the South Pole. And last year, they told me how they were in line for their next big adventure under the banner of the Do One Thing Challenge, which urges people just to make small changes in their own lives for the greater good of the planet and of humanity. That big expedition was to row from Cape Town all the way to Rio. Now, there have been a few hiccups en route. The expedition members have changed. The start was delayed due to the weather, but it is now underway. And I'm delighted to say that we are about to speak to Bram Malharba from somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Please bear with us. There is a slight delay in the signal due to us talking over a satellite phone. But Bram Malharba, thank you so much for chatting to me this afternoon. And please start by telling us where on earth you are.
Hi, I'm back. Good to civilization in, but you're rowing part of that due to unforeseen circumstances, couldn't join me. Wayne Robertson is with me in the cabin, we're on speakerphone. We're about 300 meters off land.
Springbok.
So, in line with Springbok, if that makes sense, out to sea in the middle of nowhere. We started off with A1 being supposedly a supporting southerly wind, which immediately turned westerly, so the first day. We had a row into strong westerly for a solid 11 hours, both of us on deck. And so, since then, we have not had one good day. It's been lumpy seas, but fortunately, the sea is now behind us. The waves, the wind.
So the rough seas, the big winds, finally behind you. I'm so glad, Bram. I know that it wasn't just weather that you were concerned about. You were also very concerned about being in shipping zones and the fact that you are in a tiny little craft, not that visible to a massive tanker going past. Have you had any close encounters with shipping?
Only three. It's been pretty hectic. That's on our AIS, which is a system that warns us when they're 5 nautical miles off us. But we had a very close shave with a super tanker, 1,000 feet long and 250 feet wide, and it cannot avoid us. We have to avoid them, which is throwing gas wells away out of their way. It is really genuinely scary stuff. And then just yesterday, Wayne was on his ship. I was bunkered down in what we call the kennel, the cabin, and we just got in because the waves were too big. The rogue wave hit us and turned us 90 degrees into the water, got a bit of water in the cabin because the breather hole was open. But we're all good. It's a day at a time, and as you said, for the right course.
Bram, it's an incredible story, and you've still got a very long way to go yet. Just in closing, won't you remind our audience why on earth you are doing this?
Do one thing challenge. You know, we live in this world of out of sight, out of mind. We know that the earth is going to be shaped before our eyes, and I'm not being dramatic, it really is. I was just speaking to a fisherman on radio 2 nights ago. He's been a fisherman all his life, trawler fisherman. For sea harvest in Cape Town, and he was saying how they have to go out for much longer with the same quotas, but the fish are much smaller. And his compatriots don't believe that there'll ever be no fish in the sea, and he says, but there will be. And this comes from a learned person to experience. What we're asking Cape Townians to do is to lead by example. We have a letter from the mayor of Cape Town, which is delivering to the mayor of Rio. And that is to challenge Rio de Janeiro to equal or better the amount of dots, Do One Thing, that we've done from our app, the Do One Thing Challenge app, which is a free download. And by the way, you can track us real time on that app. And we want to have 2.3 million people on that app at the time to reach Rio, because that's how many pools we take to reach Rio.
Ram, I have no doubt that you're going to get there. I have no doubt that you're going to achieve that goal of having South Africans get behind you and join the Do One Thing Challenge. For now, we will leave you to the serious business of rowing in the big seas and wish you all the best. We hope it continues to run. Well, it hasn't run smoothly, but we wish you smooth sailing from here on, or smooth rowing, I guess I should say. Our thoughts are with you, and we hope to touch base with you again a little later in the journey. Now, seeing as it is Valentine's Day and it is the day of love and of partnership, we thought it only fitting that we include in this conversation the partner of one of those men rowing across the Atlantic. And I'm delighted to have on the line with me Cindy Robertson, who is the wife of Wayne Robertson, in that cabin with Bram Malharba somewhere in the Atlantic. Cindy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Lovely to have you with us on the show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what it's been like for you as the spouse left behind at home.
Well, not bad, actually. It's been really busy. Obviously, we've got a lot of friends and family following this challenge, part of various WhatsApp groups who are following it. So it's actually been pretty crazy. It hasn't really given me much of a chance to sit and think about the fact that Wayne is away for so long. And at sea. So, yeah, it's great. All good with us at home so far.
That's good to hear. I mean, Cindy, obviously it's a mammoth challenge, 6,700 kilometers
yes.
to be crossed. You didn't have as much time mentally to prepare as Bram and his family did, because, of course, Wayne stepped into the seat quite late in the day. He
yeah.
was originally involved, I believe, in getting the craft together and training Wayne in training Bram in navigation. At what point did you realize that he was actually going to be in the vessel rowing with Bram?
At quite literally, it was this past Sunday, 2 weeks ago, wow. when Bram called Wayne to say that the other rower could no longer row with him. So, yes, it's been running around like chickens without heads, getting life organized. Yeah, very short notice. But I have to add in saying that, though, this is kind of like the circle completing itself for Wayne and I. I mean, we have literally lived our lives for the last 18 or so years. We've been married for 23 years, doing our one thing and much more. And it's something that we've always preached to everybody else. You know, if everybody just recycles their plastic, or, like you say, turn off the tap while you're brushing your teeth, all these small things make a difference. And we've lived our life like that for close to 20 years. So for Wayne to become involved in the project, as you correctly said, in regards to preparing the boat and installing the navigation equipment and teaching them to navigate, et cetera, was his motivation to become involved at the time. And to actually be doing this and rowing to Rio, to actually be part of it in this way, has kind of completed the circle. It's like the universe has brought us back to this point.
Mm.
And Wayne's motivation is really, he's doing this for our daughter Willow, who is 6 years old. He wants to make a change to the planet so that there is a planet for her to live on and her children to live on, etc., into the future.
Cindy, how is six-year-old Willow managing without her dad? I mean, I know you must be incredibly proud of him, but it must be a big ask for a six-year-old to understand what he's done.
Yeah, it's quite tough. He's a very hands-on dad, and he's very involved in her life, so she obviously is missing him a little bit. So far, so good. She's been really great about it. She's, you know, he's been away on trips before, where he's been in the Antarctic for 5 or 6 weeks a couple of years back and so on. Being much younger then, it was less, you know, she didn't understand it as well. She knows what this is about. We talk about this kind of stuff at home, and she's met Bram several times. He's her hero at the moment. Well, actually, I think her dad is now. But, yeah, we talk about it a lot, and so far, so good. I mean, she has her moments. She is missing him a little. But, yeah, we're following everything very closely online, plotting their progress, and so far, so good.
Well, Cindy, given that it is Valentine's Day and that we've just spoken to Bram and Wayne, we've got a Valentine's Day message for you from your husband that I hope you'll also pass on to Willow. Wayne okay. asks us, please, to tell you that he loves you very, very much,
aww.
That he loves and misses you and your daughter Willow and the dogs Gasket and Shelby, and is sending you lots and lots of love on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Shane, that's so sweet.
Cindy.
I was going to say that Valentine's Day for us has never been a biggie.
Yep.
We kind of don't buy into the commercialism of these types of things. But that's probably the best Valentine's message I've ever had. So that's really cool.
Cindy, best wishes to you and to Willows. Thanks so much for chatting to us this afternoon. And you'll be in our thoughts. Cindy Robertson, the wife of Wayne Robertson, who is rowing with Bramwell Harbour on that Do One Thing challenge. So just one more reminder, if you'd like to follow their progress and read up more about the small changes you can make in your life to make a difference for the planet, visit dotchallenge.org.